51st lesson. Does the American language exist?
A famous writer once said that Britain and America were divided by the same language. And even today, hundreds of books and articles pour onto the market, affirming or denying the existence of a true American language.
Some say that the differences between British and American English are merely lexical, while others insist that in 100 years' time, Britons and Americans will need an interpreter to understand each other.
So what is the truth behind the great debate? Frankly, it's difficult to be definitive.
Of course, there are many differences in word usage, and a British visitor may often have more difficulty understanding his American cousins than non-native speakers would.
He walks along a sidewalk to his hotel, where he takes an elevator to his room.
If the plumbing is out of order, he asks reception to fix the faucet.
When he gets hungry, he will go to a restaurant, where a maitre d' will show him to his table. Or perhaps he will prefer a simpler establishment, like a diner or a fast food joint.
All of these new words may appear confusing at first, but one soon gets used to them, and they scarcely constitute a separate language.
There are other differences in grammar and spelling that we will see in the following lessons.
Perhaps the major difficulty for a person who has learned British English is the pronunciation, but it is hardly fair to talk about a different language.
Let's say instead that the Americans have an approach to their language that is more dynamic and creative, that is less respectful of conventions than the British speaker.
We shall try and give you some useful and, where possible, amusing examples in later lessons.
An American was driving through New York with a British friend when it started to rain.
I can hardly see through the windshield, said the American.
You mean the windscreen, said the Englishman. After all, we did invent the language.
The American looked at his passenger and replied firmly,
I mean windshield. After all, we did invent the automobile.
Exercises.
At 5 o'clock sharp, the workers came pouring out of the factory on their bicycles.
In 20 years' time, there will be no such thing as the type of factory we know today.
I'm so thirsty. I'll fix us both a drink.
It takes a few weeks, but you soon get used to living in a big city like Los Angeles.
You can wash up. After all, I did cook the dinner.
Ah, the air conditioning is out of order. Will you please send someone to fix it?